There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's continue our coverage now of the big business story of the week, arguably of the month and possibly of the year. New regulations here in Dubai that will offer 10-year visas to many professionals and will also offer 100% ownership to some foreign companies. Joining us in the studio now is a lawyer. He is a partner and head of corporate restructuring at Al Tamimi & Co, Sama Kuda. Sama, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here again.
Al Tamimi, one of the biggest law firms in the country. You've been looking at this in some detail over the past 72 hours or so. You put out a note yesterday, a client alert, and one of the headlines was, opinion is divided on the impact of these new laws. Just take a step back and explain what you mean by that. What are these two different camps?
Absolutely. The views are divided. It depends. It really depends how you look at it. There is the negative view, which very much says that this is not the first time that we hear this. A few years back, the government had considered relaxing those foreign investment rules and introduce amendments to the commercial companies law. But after 5 years or so, we saw the commercial companies law coming out with the same restrictions on ownership. Now, there is a positive view, though. And again, it depends how you look at it. I support the positive view. The government of the UAE and the leadership had been very responsive to the changing economical climate. We've seen consistent changes to the law. And this is, in my view, yet another addition to a series of legislative developments.
So if we look at them in turn, there's two that people are talking about. One is the visa situation, and the second is 100% foreign ownership. Of those two, which do you think is the more significant? The 100% foreign ownership?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about that. What do we know about which companies, what type of companies, will be able to get 100% ownership onshore in the UAE?
That's a great question, in fact. And we lawyers always say the devil in the details. What we understand is that the Ministry of Economy has been mandated to look into the criteria, the eligibility criteria, look into which sectors will benefit from that, what size of investment we're looking at. So we're unlikely going to see any changes, any tangible changes for a while, not before the end of the year. But in my view, this is a significant step in the right direction. It again reinforces the government commitment to FDI, and it goes in line with other initiatives that we've seen lately. It started with an amendment to the commercial companies law to allow the cabinet to grant exceptions to certain sectors to own companies 100%. We've seen relaxation of trading branch rules in Dubai. There is the proposed investment law that is coming to play, hopefully, by the end of the year. So they're all consistent and they're all heading to the right direction.
Sama, what effect, once everything does come into play, do you expect this new law to have on existing partnerships?
Again, it's difficult to determine without doubt, but yes, I can't see any reason why not. If they meet the criteria, why not?
So we could see what existing partnerships dissolved. What do you expect to kind of come over your desk as a lawyer?
Well, this is part of the challenges. You see, there are challenges. It's not as easy as it sounds. There are challenges ahead. One of the challenges, for example, that the UAE is, as we all know, is a free zone-based economy. There are laws that very much protect the UAE nationals, the distributionship law. There are also provisions in the existing commercial companies law which restricts the sole ownership to UAE nationals. So there are other challenges that needs to be dealt with, but yet we are moving ahead in the right direction.
What could it mean for free zones? I mean, you've pointed out very rightly there the massive number of free zones we now have, and the different, I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds of different types of licenses that you can get from a free zone to set up. What do you expect the new rules to do to the attractiveness of free zones?
In my personal view, I don't see a knocking down effect to free zones. This is targeting different segments. There are activities that can be conducted from the free zone, which offers today 100% ownership. But this new decision targets different segments for activities that cannot be conducted from the free zone. So I don't see any major impact to free zones.
Samer, great talking to you. Appreciate you joining us today. Samer Kuda is a partner and head of corporate structuring at Altamimi & Co., one of the biggest law firms in the country. Thanks very much indeed for your time.
Thank you for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.